weeks ago in the Five Towns Jewish Times, there was, or maybe last week, I don't know, a couple last week, some of the people started asking me about this. There was an article by Rabbi Yair Hoffman, who writes halacha articles all the time, and the article was, "What's bugging Tropicana orange juice?" Did you see this? What's bugging Tropicana orange juice? And it was all about how there may be a problem with the kashrus of Tropicana orange juice. Now, as long as I can remember, Tropicana orange juice always had the OK hashkacha, and OK is considered one of the most respectable hashkachas in the United States, and it was always, by far, the most delicious orange juice. So anyone who likes orange juice always prefers Tropicana over any other orange juice. So I was pretty bugged by the idea that there is something bugging Tropicana orange juice, that there's some sort of issue with it. So I want to discuss what the potential issue may be, and why it may not actually be an issue, meaning in more recent news, the OK stood behind their hashkacha, and they said, we are absolutely certain that our hashkacha is valid and that there's nothing wrong with it. Well, what was the issue? So what makes Tropicana so much better than every other orange juice? One of the tricks that they use in Tropicana is that they don't just squeeze the juice out of the orange. They actually squeeze oil out of the orange peel, and then, according to Rabbi Hoffman, they centrifuge the oil to separate it from the surrounding water, and they add some of that oil back into the juice. And that adding of the oil from the peel gives it that really great fresh squeezed taste that you have, even though it was squeezed actually in January, and you could be buying it, I don't know, now in December. So the orange juice we're actually drinking is 11 months old, but it manages to maintain that fresh squeezed taste that we have. The downside of it is that there is something else in the peel aside from oil. If you look at the raw peel of an orange, not an orange that you see in the supermarket, but go to a place where there are orange trees and just look at the oranges on the tree, you'll see that the oranges don't look nearly as appetizing as the oranges that you find in the supermarket. And the reason it doesn't look nearly as appetizing is that there are scale bugs that affect the oranges that are on the outside of the peel of the oranges. Now, these bugs attack all kinds of oranges, both juicing oranges and eating oranges. And in order to control the spread of these bugs and the infestation, what do they do for infestations? Like they always did, they have insecticides, they have pesticides that are used, that are sprayed in order to control this infestation. Now, since the 1990s, according to Rabbi Hoffman, the scale bugs developed a certain immunity to the insecticides, so they're sort of chewing up the insecticides, saying, that's the best you got? Come on, give me better than that. And they're not being deterred at all by the insecticide, so they use a different type of insecticide. What do they call it when they mix different things together? A different a grouping of insecticides to try to limit the number of the levels of the scale infestation, but to varying degrees of success. So there are a lot of the more haimish hashkachos that will not allow Tropicana orange juice because they're worried that there are these scale bugs from the peels of the orange that make its way into the orange juice. Now, wait a second. If there are scale bugs on oranges, then forget about orange juice. What about eating oranges? When I peel an orange and with my hands, shouldn't we be concerned that there are scale bugs on my hand and then I'm eating the scale bugs when I eat the orange? When I was in Keren Biavna, I don't remember this, but Rabbi Balzman tells me it's true and he has a better memory than me. So he said that when we were in Keren Biavna, that my Rebbe, Rav Silver, our Rebbe, Rav Silver, used to tell us that in Israel, when we peel oranges, we have to make sure to wash off the orange really well before we peel it, because otherwise we have to worry about the scale bugs that are going to be on the peel of the orange, that it's actually going to get onto our hands. Now, in the United States, that's not so much of a problem. The reason it's not a problem is because when you have an orange that you get off the shelf in the United States, it's already been waxed. And because of the waxing of that orange, the scale bugs stay on the orange peel. It's not going to come off the peel onto your hand when you peel it. But there are people in Eretz Yisrael that are makbid to only peel oranges with gloves and then discard the gloves before they eat it, or to wash off the orange really well. Okay, fine. That's the idea of the, that's this concept, this idea that there is this infestation. Now, Florida has a three-tiered approach to combat these infestations, according to Rabbi Hoffman. One is that they introduce good bugs to the oranges to kill the bad bugs. Second is they use this oil. And third is is pesticides. 90% of the fruits, that of the oranges that grow in Florida, are juice oranges. 10% are for the fresh market. So when the oranges are taken off the trees, those that are designated for the fresh market are washed a lot, are double washed and waxed and everything to make them look appealing on the shelf. Those that are just juiced are only washed once, not so well, because it doesn't have to look appealing on the shelf. It's going to be squeezed anyway, and it doesn't matter what the outside of the peel looks like. But unfortunately, what that leaves is the potential for these scale bugs to be there. So Rabbi Hoffman says that he did some research and some examining of Tropicana orange juice and other brands of orange juice, and he came up with the following. He said if you poured each cup through a Fisher Scientific 62 micron nylon mesh and then placed that nylon mesh over a light box, he found that each cup of Tropicana Pure Premium orange juice has an average of between 3 and 4 scale bug parts in the juice that are visible without a microscope, that you could see with the naked eye over a light box. And he said, and 1 in 20 cups of Tropicana orange juice actually revealed a fully intact scale bug, that the entire bug, not just a part of the bug. Now, what does that mean for us? So, first of all, it doesn't necessarily mean anything year-round, because at different times of the year, there may be a greater infestation or lower infestation. He may just have gotten it at a very bad time when he was doing the testing, and he acknowledges that. But he points out, there is a machlokas between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rov Poskim as to what it takes to be mevatel, a bug. Now, if the bug is in pieces, if the bug is broken, so it's not a full entity, then we would assume that it's batel b'shishim, that as long as there's 60 times the juice to the bugs, which that much at least there is, there's definitely, no matter how many bugs there are, there's 60 times as much juice as there is bugs, so it would be batel b'shishim, and l'chora would not be a problem. But once you have a whole bug, an entire entity, that's what's called a beria. It's a sugya Maseches Makos, actually. That's what's called, and other places in Shas also. But that's what's called a beria. A beria is not batel afilu be'elef. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that a beria that's gross, a beria that's disgusting, would be batel b'shishim. But generally speaking, we don't hold like that Aruch HaShulchan. Certainly the Aruch HaShulchan seem to only be using it to explain why people aren't so machmir about certain things. But generally speaking, we should try to be machmir, not like that Aruch HaShulchan, that once you have a beria, it shouldn't be batel afilu be'elef. The Aruch HaShulchan also writes in Siman Kuf in Yaradeya that in order for something to be considered a tarroves, a mixture, the bug or the other item has to be both visible and removable. Meaning, in order for you not to just rely on bittel, you have to have a problem of a tarroves that cannot be undone. Meaning, if you can undo the tarovas, if you can find the problem and get rid of it, you can see the bug and pull it out, so then you can't just say, oh, don't worry, it's batel. If it's there, you have to pull it out. If you can see what the problem is, you have to take it out. So Rabbi Hoffman argues that it is there. It's visible, we can see it, and all you need is a 62 micron mesh filter and a light box, and you'll be able to see it without a problem. Granted, not everyone has these things in his house, so buy one. It's not that hard to get one. So, and then once you see it, it's easily removable. So he argues that l'chora, one should be required to remove it. However, he points out himself that if there's only a beria in one out of every 20 cups of orange juice, that means only 5% of the cups of orange juice that you drink are likely to have an intact bug in the orange juice. Generally speaking, when there's a very small chance of there being an issue, let's say you buy a suit and you want to know, should you get it tested for shotness or not? So if you know that brand that you bought almost never ever has shotness, that the percentage of shotness in that brand is 1%, you don't have to get it tested for shotness miyakar adin. You don't have to look for things that are less than a miyut amatsui, that are a very small minority. But things that are, even if it's a miyut, but it's a miyut amatsui, it's a minority of things, but it's a significant minority, that you would have to look for. So for example, when we shecht a cow, we check the lungs to make sure it's not a treif. Why? Because that's a very common kind of problem that you would have. But there are lots of other diseases the cow could have that we don't even look for. Why don't we look for them? Because they're so uncommon that we don't have to look for them. So 1 in 20, how common is that? That's 5%, right? Mishkanes Yaakov writes that the definition of Mira Matsui is 10%. Anything that's less than 10%, you don't have to look for. However, there's also a discussion in the Poskim we once discussed before in the 10-minute Halacha Shiur. 10% of what? 10% of the bottle of orange juice, the serving of orange juice, the case. I don't know, 10% of what? How do you define 10% of what are we looking at? So Rabbi Hoffman assumes it's 10% of the serving, which is the biggest kula you could have. That it's just a single serving you'd look at, and if it's 1 out of 20 servings, it's less than a mira matzoi, and therefore lechora one would not have to look at it. Now there are other shitos that put mira matzoi at a much smaller percentage, which may then make it a problem. But probably most poskim assume, like the Mishnah Yaakov, that we can rely on that. Now, so basically Rabbi Hoffman says, it would turn out that you could rely on the Mishnah Yaakov in terms of the full bugs, in terms of the beria, but Lechora, it turns out, he didn't say this clearly, but I think what he means is that in terms of the small pieces, or even the full bugs, if you have the ability to find them, one who knows that he's going to be having orange juice consistently should buy these filters and this light box and find them and get rid of them, otherwise not have the orange juice. That's what he seems to be suggesting. So this caused a big tumult. What? I'm not allowed to have Tropicana orange juice? So the response in the kashrus industry is as follows. First of all, scales are not the bug. There is a scale bug, and then there are scales. Scales are a hard coating that the scale insect secretes, and it is not the bug itself. So the kashrus experts that I've been in contact with have suggested that it's possible to find scales in certain brands of orange juice, but those scales are not the bugs. Rav Belsky holds those scales have the same din as like a shellac, which Rav Moshe explicitly permitted. So the scales would not be a problem. What he's finding when he says he finds all these pieces is scales, not pieces of the actual bug, and therefore that would have a din of a shellac, and that would be permissible. Furthermore, even if the scale is usser, the scale is certainly not a beria, and it would be bottle. Why would it be bottle? Shouldn't you buy a light box and a filter? Who buys a light box and a filter? That's not something that people have in a normal kitchen. That's a very unusual thing to have. So since it's very difficult and time consuming to remove all of those things, that is not something that we would say is easily removable, and therefore you can't rely on bittle. No, it is not easily removable, and therefore we can rely on bittle. So you're not dealing with a beria, you're dealing with something that becomes batel, and you're allowed to rely on that bittle because it's something that's very challenging to remove. And even if there is a bug there, it's not clear that the bug is nira la'einayim, that the bug is visible, because the scale is visible. The bug itself looks like a dot. If it doesn't look like a bug, halacha says it probably doesn't count halachically like a bug. Why not? Because I don't know what Rashi's light box looked like, but Mestami, he didn't have a very good light box. The electricity was very shvach in his time, right? So what did they have to rely on in the times of the Rishonim, in the times of the Gemara? They had to rely on the naked eye. If the naked eye looks at something and sees a speck of dirt and has no idea that it's a bug, so it could very well be that halachically it doesn't count as a bug. So it could be that these bugs themselves, even though you can see that there is something, but if you can't see that it's a bug, then maybe it doesn't count as a bug halachically. That would have a din of something that's only microscopic, which would not be a problem. Also, another tzad l'kula that the kashrus people tell me is that the harvest season for Florida oranges is in January. Orange juice is sold throughout the year. It's held in these large refrigerated tanks that have all the air removed from the tank, and that's why, and then they add back the oils to keep it fresh and keep it from going stale. And according to the Pri Chadash, the halacha is that a bug will last 6 months before it dies, and then it takes another 6 months before it completely disintegrates and becomes like afra bialma, becomes like dust, and it's not even an issue at all. So even if you do have bugs in there, it's sitting there for so long that it's at least... Much of the oranges that you buy, it's at least 6 months after the bug has died, because the bugs would be dead in pasteurization. So 6 months after pasteurization, it's already afra bialma, it's already nothing. So you have that additional suffix to add in, that you may be getting bugs, certainly this time of year, that have way more than 6 months past pasteurization, where they're not even, where they don't even have a din of a bug anymore. They would just have a din of afra bialma. So if you do enjoy Tropicana orange juice, it would seem Lanias Daiti, not just Lanias Daiti, I don't have any opinion here, but the okay, the OU, many of the great kashrus experts have said that there's definitely what to rely on to continue to enjoy Tropicana orange juice, even lechatchila.